Train fares, let's talk about those. Who's on the trains at the moment anyway? But train fares are forecast to rise by more than inflation for the first time in 8 years. I'm surprised by that. As passengers pay the price of a multi-billion pound bailout of train companies, government is likely to increase ticket prices by 1% above inflation early next year, although not on the first working day in January when new fares are usually imposed. So when is it going to be? Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future is with me. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning.
Morning. So when's this increase going to kick in, and how much do you suppose it's going to be?
Well, it's reputed to be 2.6%, maybe in, I don't know, February or March. The problem is that it requires a couple of months for the rail companies to program their ticket machines and websites and so on. And that normally happens after the budget in the autumn, but of course that hasn't happened. So and until the government confirms how much the fare rise is going to be, no one can act on it.
How are train companies doing at the moment, though? Do they need this extra money? Do they need this support, or is this just a drop in the ocean?
I mean, not at all. The rail
are they doing well? Are they
are doing fine? It's nothing to do with the rail companies in a way, because they are now, since the coronavirus thing kicked in, the franchises obviously would have gone bust. So the government was forced to act, and they put the rail companies on a fixed price contract. So it doesn't affect the rail companies at all. It's about the government paying itself, if you like, from the poor old rail passenger.
Bus and tube fares in London are going to rise by inflation, was plus 1% in January. This is part of the government bailout. You see, people save. They get 0% in a bank. They're not making any kind of inroads at all in their debt at this point. They've got their jobs under threat. Is this the right time for fares to be rising?
Absolutely not. I think it's completely unjustified. And I suspect as well that that fuel duty for motorists hasn't gone up at all and won't. So, you know, why is the government bashing the poor old rail commuter?
Because they need money, Bruce. That's right? Isn't it? They need money.
Well, they do. But the point is that the government, in all sorts of industries, is having to bail out and borrow money, and, you know, because of the coronavirus. And I think the government have to just grin and bear it until things return back to normal, rather than trying to recoup these losses from the rail passenger now,
all right,
and hitting them in the wallet.
Bruce, cheers, mate. All the best from the campaign group Rail Future. That's Bruce Williamson talking about these fare increases that we're going to see in the new year.